The strange thing about talking for a kind of supplemental audio tape is that I'm often thinking about relations between words and images, and that's structurally embedded in the work. So whatever text is there or audio tape is very expressly part of the artwork along with the image. And I don't assign a priority to either one. I mean, they're parallel elements, and there's some kind of relay between them. When curatorial practice is innovative enough to imagine the idea that an artist's voice could be heard in the gallery space near the work, I see that as something else. But it's not so different from taking, let's say, the idea of the artist talk or the artist gallery tour and then sanctioning that as something that could actually be permanently in place near the work. I don't mind that, but it's different. It's not the same thing.